Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, April 24th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Homes goods retailer Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and expects to eventually close all of its 480 stores. The company had warned of a potential bankruptcy for months after years of losses and failed turnaround plans left it short for cash. However, the bankruptcy does give the company breathing room to conduct going-out-of-business sales and source a potential buyer. NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell is leaving his job immediately after an investigation into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. In a statement, Shell admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a woman at the company, but could not be reached for additional comment. His departure, after roughly 20 years at parent company Comcast, marks a stunning fall for an executive who had pushed for sweeping changes as the media giant entered streaming. Shell's departure comes as NBC Universal and Comcast contended with pressure to stem losses at their Peacock streaming service. The company is set to report first quarter earnings on Thursday. The US and other governments are evacuating embassy staff and other foreign nationals from Sudan as the East African country continues to descend into all-out war. American commandos retrieved just under 100 US personnel and allied diplomats early Sunday. Roughly 100,000 foreign nationals live in Sudan, with 35,000 British and 20,000 American citizens still there. A rivalry between two Sudanese generals erupted into warfare last week, resulting in significant numbers of civilian deaths and damage to critical infrastructure. Tens of thousands of Sudanese people have already fled their homes, while millions are trapped in the capital Khartoum with diminishing supplies of food and water. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares were down in early trading. US stock futures are moving lower ahead of a bumper earnings week, with Coca-Cola, First Republic Bank, and Canadian National Railway all set to report earnings this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.